What's new in terms of the whole arena of margins? Any research databases that have come out in the last year or so? Anything new to help sort of guide that continuing debate?
Well, I was just at an NCI conference up in San Francisco in February of 2007 on DCIS, and they had a lot of scientists there and epidemiologists there, and they were trying to plot how to go forward. And a lot of the interest was in looking at what appears to be normal tissue around the edges of a DCIS that already has molecular genetic changes that destine it to become another DCIS or the same DCIS and then ultimately invasive cancer. And so I think that's going to become a real thing, looking at the surrounding tissue. It's going to be years from now before we figure that out. But right now, the best we've got with margins is to do thorough and complete sequential pathology, inking and color coding the margins, and just the hard work of a pathologist who's got to look at all those slides and tell us that the margins are good.
Anything new in those debates? You're always in the pro and con and, you know, controversies, et cetera, about that whole issue. What are you hearing nowadays?
Well, the debate that's still out there is, does every patient with DCIS need radiation therapy? And I'm on the no side. That doesn't mean I don't give radiation therapy. I do for some patients. But the hooker in the question is, does every patient need it? If you listen to the proponents of it, the NSABP, the radiation therapists from the East Coast, I won't name the schools, they feel that everybody needs radiation therapy. Now, clearly, American doctors and American patients don't really buy into that, because 2003 SEER data suggests that about 35% of DCIS patients in this country do not get radiation therapy.
What fraction of your patients with DCIS don't get radiation?
Oh, probably double that. We try very hard not to give radiation therapy. But, you know, some do. At the American Society of Breast Surgeons meeting, one of my fellows will be updating our 1999 New England Journal DCIS paper. In that paper, we looked at a group of patients with 10-millimeter margins, and they had extremely low local recurrence rate with or without radiation therapy. It was, you know, in the range of 2 or 3%. But the problem with that group of patients, they only were followed for a median of 47 months, which is not, you know, about 4 years. Now, those patients have all been followed for a median of 123 months, which is 10 years. The recurrence rates are only slightly higher. For the excision-only patients, it's in the range of 7%, and for the radiotherapy patients, in the range of about 2.5%. Okay, if you compare that with the gold standard, which is set by the NSABP, at 12 years, they've got a 16% recurrence rate for all their patients with DCIS and excision plus radiotherapy, right? And so we are, in spite of—
Of course, that's an indirect comparison.
Yeah, it's an indirect. It's not a fair comparison. But for our excision-only 10-millimeter margins, we're looking at only about a 7.5% recurrence rate. So let's say with radiotherapy, it's 2.5, so that's about 5% benefit, absolute benefit from the radiotherapy. So our data shows exactly the same thing that the randomized trial data shows. Shows that if you give radiotherapy, you decrease the relative recurrence risk by about 50 or 60%. In the 10-millimeter margins patients, that translates only to an absolute benefit of about 5% at most. All right, that means I have to radiate 100 patients to prevent 5 recurrences, of which only 2 will be invasive. And when I get an invasive recurrence, I can cure at least 8 out of 10 because we follow them closely, which means it's going to take, I'm going to probably have to irradiate 300 or 400 patients to prevent one death.